The faithful of the troubled Middle East region have the right to hope and expect a lot from this synod, say the bishops, who also admit that the Middle East witnesses alternating moments of darkness and light. While the church has a vital role in Lebanon and there are new churches being built in some Gulf countries or interreligious meetings are encouraged in Saudi Arabia, it is also true that religious freedom is lacking where Islam is the state religion, immigration laws are restrictive, and priests are a rarity. The question posed by the synod Thursday morning is how can all of this be reconciled with the tolerance mentioned in the Quran if there is no freedom of conscience and not all citizens are equal before the law? In this context, it is important, they say, to boost communication systems that promote mutual understanding. Space must be given to the mass media, not only formation for the laity, but also for seminarians, particularly in the digital culture, alive and active in the various nations of the Middle East. Another strong theme that emerged Thursday morning and was discussed by the general congregation, the evangelization of the family, often attacked by a Western culture which promotes divorce and contraception. The concept of the family as a domestic church, the center of transmission of the faith. Interestingly enough, the bishops were not slow to realize their own oversights, pointing out that Christians are not familiar with the gospel and that their own doubts and divisions have caused suffering. Again, they posed a question, how can the faithful look for guidance to a church that is not in communion? The time has come, they agreed, to walk together for the good of the people of God. The ever-present issue of migration was again addressed, particularly in light of immigrants who are often, quote, crucified between the countries of origin and host countries. All bishops agreed, however, that we must move from the concept of aid to Eastern Christians to that of a development that roots them in their own land. However, Thursday morning's session was dominated by the intervention made late Wednesday evening by Rabbi David Rosen, Director of Interreligious Affairs of the American Jewish Committee and advisor to the Chief Rabbinate of Israel.
The relationship today between the Catholic Church and the Jewish people is a blessed transformation in our times, arguably without parallel.
Rabbi Rosen went on to say that sometimes the two religions have shown little mutual understanding, but that over the years things have changed. He put this down to two factors, the visit of John Paul II to the Middle East 10 years ago and Christian immigration to Israel.
For me personally, as an Israeli Jerusalemite, let me say that the distressing situation in the Holy Land, involving suffering for so many on the different sides of the political divide, is a source of much pain. Yet I give thanks to God for the remarkable amount of organizations in our society working to alleviate as much suffering as possible in this very difficult context.
Christians, he noted, play a disproportionate role in promoting interreligious understanding, and it is not fair to accept the small local Christian communities to be capable of bearing such responsibility alone. Thus, he points to the initial signs of improvement brought about by the Council of the Religious Institutions of the Holy Land, set up 3 years ago, which Jew, Christian and Muslim representatives take part in. In this way, Rabbi Rosen concluded, the two nations and three religions can live in full dignity, freedom and peace based on tripartite dialogue, a dialogue that has been so often invoked by Pope Benedict XVI. I'm Eimear McCarthy.